So we're on page 30. In the Meshav Dover for our Tzitzit.
Rebbe, which packet are we doing?
The same packet. The halachas hashayachas l'dvarim she'ein lehem shimush kavua. We've been doing this since Shavuos. This packet.
I'm just trying to figure out which folder it's in.
It's the Shavuos folder.
Okay.
Did you get one? Did you get one yet?
I did. I lost it at home.
Okay, so you can take one number, just put that one back.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Page
30. Albas ha corrected. Those are like what we call galleys. The base at first, Asherubei Olim Mushlochim La'ashpa. So he says a lot of these thrown to the garbage. The Gam Dorsim Olim, people trample on them. People trample on them. And the Goyim is Olim Bahem, and the Goyim use them and make, you know, make fun of them and whatever they do to them. The base Habit Bachayim, Shalahem, so maybe the most coveted thing is if we could just burn those.
Is
it going to say? That's how he starts off. L'chora, lo mi bai ha-chubashim ha-sidurim. Needless to say, ha-chubashim ha-sidurim sheish behem ha-skoras ha-shem ha-shem. Ha-ma'abed v'sarf lo kem ishum lo-sasun, right? If you take shem ha-shem and you destroy it, you violate a law in the Torah of Los. It says that you should destroy the avodah zarah, lo-sasun keim ha-shem lo-kech. Ha-vagam d'mshas ha-posel lo-dekhansu b'feirsh. In other words, at the time that they were printed, there was no verbal declaration that you do get l'shem kedusha. Inin hechsher stam, inin sheikadosh b'peh. And when you're writing sam, right? Roberts the sofer, he's a sofer and a shochet and a moil and all these things. So he has to say that you do get l'shem kedusha. So he says, but maybe even if you didn't articulate it, but you have in mind that you're doing it l'shma, that's the stomach. We have a concept of stomach l'shma. The damel also b'osa inyan. Chaimik Rav Yosi, inyan ma'isa sheni kedusha isha, the havik mo shapirish. Right, that's a question. Whereas when I'm a Sarah Kedusha, you know, I was very machpit to make sure that the Chassan says Harei HaMekudesh Shli very clearly to the Kala. But the question is, what if you didn't say Harei HaMekudesh Shli, or you messed, you know, something like that? But is it good enough that you're Osik Moso Inyan? And therefore, if you're Osik Moso Inyan, then he gives the ring, even though he didn't.
Standing in the chuppah, that's no greater protest than Osik.
So, yeah. Right. So he says here the Chaimelim for Rav Yosi, in the Ma'aseh Sheni Kedusha Isha, and Rav Yosi says that even if you didn't, that Osik Moso Inyan is like articulating to have a Kamo Shapirish. Mushimachi ena min alikro chala b'shem lomar dehe chala ela b'shem the ishim avareches. Because the woman's going to make the bracha. The kedusha is more solidified when you do it prepare. So it's definitely better to do it prepare. To be kind of something prepared.
What do you mean? What does he want you to do with the Sefer Torah? Aren't the brachas enough?
So, meaning he's writing a Sefer Torah.
He's writing
a Sefer Torah.
Oh, And you make a separate announcement when you're ready for Shem, right?
We said time to number Truba Bachalot, some poem for a shame. Fabriati, Hemik Shayla, the Shasha became a mitzvah, Kilchasa, Shakonim, Ochlum, a Truba, Vadi, a mitzvah, Lukro, Lukroshe, a pair of Loma to hate Truba, Ochal, the Shankim Shasha, Hech Lusso for Truba, Yosetov, Shalom, Kadish Biosa. I look at the Lotsesi, the Chavosu, Shumaki, and so look for shame. Whereas if you want to, but as you say, prepare when you want it to have the ultimate kedusha. So when the Kohanim are eating the truma, so you know, right? Which is vayah mitzvah l'kol shame prepare v'lomah to have a truma. But if you need it, but if
offers the truma is when you have to call shame. I mean, once
you
offer the truma, then it's truma.
Now when they eat it, yeah. But he says still. It seems to say that Shasha came in mitzvah yelchasa shalchonim ochlo truma vade ha mitzvah l'kol shem shame prepare l'omra to heavy truma.
It's already true.
Right, but you didn't call it shame. You were mafresh. You didn't say this is truma. So obviously it is because you're also mostly idiot. You made a bracha, but you never said this is truma. So it is truma. But it says it's always better to be koreshem, that gets it a starker status. And right before you're planning, you're going to do the mitzvah, let it have its full gishpanka.
You have to say hey truma and then make the bracha l'afresh.
No, no. He said that a week ago. Oh. He was mafresh, and now he put it in the freezer. Now he wants to eat it. He's a kohen. He wants to eat it. So now let him say, we korish him on the truma to give it a. But for some reason, it became tamei and he has to burn it. So he's saying, dafka, he shouldn't. Because you don't want it to have its full on something that you're going to burn. Wow, that's a fascinating idea. So that's a fascinating chiluk he makes. What? In other words, he's saying if you're planning to do the mitzvah and eat it, because it's fine, it can become tamei, so then right before you eat it, be koreshem on it. Even though beforehand you made the bracha and you were mafresh, but you never will koreshem on this chaticha. That's a fascinating word, he's saying. It's always just fascinating things.
Rabbi, so that means you have to be careful not to call Shemesh holy things. Because if you say that this Shemesh is holy, then you're making it worse. No?
If you say what? If you say what?
If you have something like the leftover stuff in the printing press, and you're going to bury it because it's Shemesh, if you say that they're holy or whatever, then you're making it worse.
Oh, okay, I hear.
Right, like the truma.
Right. Oh. Right. So that's what he's saying. Yeah. So that's what he's saying. That whenever you want to do the mitzvah, you want it to be as holy as can be. So you get a bigger mitzvah. But if you have to burn it, then you'd rather it not be on the highest level because you're burning it. But Shekim Shosha Hechav Lisrof HaTruma Yosef Tov Shalom Yizkadesh. So he says that in Rechonami, when you're going to eat it, then you're going to be koreshem.
If you don't bake it now, it's going to become chametz.
Right.
If you do bake it now, to give the Kohen at the Yantif, they can't amount it for at the Yantif. So we're trying to negotiate that.
Yeah. So Amafish Chala B'yantiv for Pesach, Ramazam Lo Tikra Al Hashem Shete Ofer. Makdish a korban machshava, call in the div lev olos, the pasuk says, so it's belev. But when you put on the mizbeach, then so even though you were mafresh it already, the pet believes that it's kaddish, but before you put on the mizbeach, you should say the pet. Areza ola b'shem. Tzach lomar kol tchil kadei shelo yotzi shem shemayim batal. But then you deeper mamish. But feel b'chor, and we know b'chor that it is the kaddish mirechem. Right, a b'chor is me'elav. Zvilei rabbanon, and the mitzvah hakdish b'peh. Right, it's still the gemara nedarim that you still should hakdish b'peh. V'chem b'siyachatis yom kippur, the nagor kovo. Well, the siyachatis, the gorolas, right? You pick. So you didn't say anything. You picked the gorol Hashem. It's on the lot. Because Malkum then of Omer. Chatos Lashem. Shemachin gan baskaras to save the Torah. Chovah lekadosh bepeshi. Nigbar the nigbar hakdusha biyoser.
Wait, but he didn't do anything before.
Right.
He never said by korban. He said it before.
So here is the goral.
By goral, there was chulin before.
Yeah, but he made a goral.
So
he said, "You keep with that goral kovo."
Yeah,
the goral is koveya, but he says still you should say chatas Lashem.
More says goral.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to say anything.
No, he says then he says omer chatas Lashem, but he's saying before now.
Yeah, but I mean, if he didn't say chatas Lashem, the goral would be enough.
Yeah, mishum hachigam askaras to say fitara chovel kadosh b'peshi enigbar menikba gedusha b'yose. So he's saying if you have galleys that have Shem Hashem, so then you're getting into a question of Lasasan. If it doesn't have Shem Hashem, they're not. But the question is, did it ever have Kedusha? Did it ever have Kedusha? So he says, maybe Stama Lashma.
Doesn't Rav Hashem, he has a story that he wants. Somewhere picked up a bill of that saw a person throwing Bolsester into the garbage. And he asked him, like, my eyes, oh, there's no shame, Hashem.
Yeah, I once asked him this question, you cannot. You're not destroying the
Megillah. No, this is Kisrei
Akkadim. You mean Megillah is the Megillah, yes.
Bolsester.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it's still the very Torah. The Rashi.
Yeah.
Okay. Then he writes here, Ivra, let's continue here. Ivra, true. Acho anu chokrim alakha corrected, shukar nidbisu. So we want to know what's the din of these correcting that we did pursue, and apparently there was no articulation of the path. So what's the story? But before we get to that, Malkum v'Netzaveach, Kamokan al Stiras Osios al Shem Shnisbu Biyada Besade. Kamomoche, which Kosev Bagos Ramah. In the Shabbos, the Osul Gushbor Uga. Right, the Ramah says if you have letters on cake on Shabbos, you can't break it up. The famous discussion we have on the side of the book, if there's letters written, if you're allowed to open the sefer. So I always say the Ramah says it's mutter, Chuvus Ramah, and the Lush writes that he's choshes for Fiv Chatas. Those are the two sheets. So I always say, I cannot bring myself to be learning Torah and at the same time being Michal Shabbos at the same time. So even though, like, I think everybody holds me good in the Ramah is right, because Ramah says no different than opening the door here. It's made to open and close, but no one's going to say you can't open this door because it's already built in. So here it's made to open and close. It's ready. It's in place already. So it's not kosher and mokher, Ramah says. But since Lavush says it, you know, so
some people put paper,
but I hope that doesn't help because otherwise you can still see the os even with the piece of paper. One thin piece of paper in the middle of the os still has a tzurusa os. That's what I say. It's still also a common corruption in the matter. So, even has shelter, shavy, a toysis, a mere kasha, ich poshid, lehet, steers, osios, shall cedar, ascaris. In other words, if you have in a printing press, you have the shame Hashem, you give off care that you're gonna, but then you take the osios of the printing press and you separate them. So he says like this. The eager heter, even though normally, even if you don't articulate, it's keilu you articulate it. If you just have stam kavana, you can welcome in kivin beferish lo kadesh vade Abraham kedusha zaskar. But if you had beferish kavana that shouldn't have. But even if you're writing the Shem Hashem, but you have kavanah that it shouldn't be kadosh, so then it's not kadosh. You know, because of a Rambam, something. We should have to say the Torah should min yisarif imatz karas, right? If a min writes a sefer Torah, so you could burn it because it wasn't written the Shema.
But for a min, he's not being cursed. I mean, it's worse.
It's worse, but okay, but certainly. There's no kedusha. I mean, here it's even worse. But he's saying, when you write Shem Hashem, you have to have kavanah for kedusha. And if you don't have kavanah for kedusha, or even stam kavanah might be good enough. But if you have negative kavanah, then not. And the min certainly has negative kavanah. I've got the stomach, the shape kedusha kai. So in other words, if you want to print something and have kavana that it shouldn't have kedusha, so this kedusha comes about because your kavana to have make it kedusha, or we say stam is ki'ilu you have. But if you have negative kavana when you write the shame Hashem, then it doesn't have kedusha. So mala died. Right. Yeah. Well, it depends how it's written. If it's written with somebody actually writing it, or it's electric.
Someone should always have
his kavanah, just so that. You come up and keep it fair. Shalom, what says? You come up and show us yourself. What says? You take hold of mitzvah. Machmas ezatam. Stomach gam ken lo yetsi. But stomach is good. But if there's a reason why you dafka want to have negative kavanah, then negative kavanah trumps stomach.
Okay, so you should always have negative.
If you don't want to.
It's still a different Torah.
We'll see.
Rebbe, at what point can you have the negative kavanah? Because let's say you didn't have it in the beginning. So maybe it's too late to have negative kavanah. Like, at what point in time does the negative kavanah still work? And at what point in time maybe it can't work anymore?
You press the print button.
Yeah, before you think of the altar said, before the mice.
Is it enough just to set at the beginning of the day?
Yeah.
At the beginning, that's it. Enough to all the mice.
Right.
Instead of saying a big fetish, you write them in. Min is the min has different kavanas of what Shem Hashem is. He's not the first, right? Regular person, maybe that's not. Maybe you can't
regular person is neutral. He is a negative.
So even me saying I don't want this to be Kurdish, in his mind, he knows that if, when you write Shem Hashem, he means Shem Hashem. What does it mean? Negative kavana kedusha. Meaning, and how does he see that from the fact that Amin is thinking if he's writing something totally different.
Yeah.
Of course,
so
you think
Shem Hashem
is something else, or
whatever. Right. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but Lemaisa, let's see more. And he says, Shulchan Aruch says, "Kafal v'achol matzah yotze." Somebody forced you to eat matzah yotze. In Kikasha, he said, "But what about Mitzvah Shvichas Kavana?" So he says, yes, with the plea of the Shmuel, and they said, it's a machoikis. At that time, look at the Shmuel. So he came to Yosef, told Shmuel, what says, Matzah's, Mrs. Morrow, Mrs. Matzah, and we can watch a period of Shmuel, the Shem Mitzvah. Right, you want to be first, you'll say the mitzvah matzah before morrow. So you have kavanah shalom latzis. Achanam kinyan d'stam chatzero shalom kona midaito. A chatzah, something falls into your chatzah. You call it a hebe shalom midaito. But if you have a negative kavanah, kevin di im chav shalom lignos lo kani. B'shem hachi afil b'stam b'mokom yisura. Yisura lo nifalo v'nikna. Achanam in Kedushas Askarim, Shum Hachavagav, the Chumashim, Usidurim, and Pasim Shuf, she Askaras Kedoshim, Kedoshim, Limurat Fila. As a one hand, maybe you want the Chumashim and the Sidurim to have Kavana because to have Kedusha. So it makes it, you're learning from the thing itself is Kaddish. They just had the auction. I have to ask my friends. They auctioned off half of the sitter of the Kedusha Levi sitter. It was going for $750,000 to $1 million. I think that was the one it was going for.
You mean half
of the sitter?
No, because he was divided half to two sons, and they only had the half of the sitter, so they were only auctioning off half the half sitter that they had. And it was going, and one of my friends is the he works for these auction houses. So,
friend of mine just bought how he knows that it's genuine. I don't know. We just bought the yarmulke
Well, what did it go for?
I don't know. Tender went to $1 million.
Shtender went for 2 minutes?
Yeah. Someone in Brooklyn brought the Shtender. Offered stuff.
They were auctioning off. I wanted to come in. They were auctioning off Khalitza Shua with Henkin.
Oh.
Khalitza Shua was auctioned off just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
We'd like to buy them.
Yeah.
Which Shtender was it?
What?
Shtender was it for $2 million?
Which one would you say? Of Chaim Kanievsky's Shtender.
Whoa. Interesting thing to auction.
Yeah. So, but the word is, so when you're making a city, you want it to have Kedusha. So I guess they assume the, and if it's Tzadik Davin from the city, maybe it has even, you know, that helps the tefillah. He says the servitor of the king. It was the same son of the king. He wanted a special sofer. So if you're having a sitter, even if you didn't have kavana, then Hashem Hashem. But Mustami, you want it for Hashem Hashem, but then should have kedusha. So even though you weren't thinking that I'm a kaddishin, but Mustami l'shma. So one hand you could say maybe it didn't have kedusha because you didn't have kavana, but he said Mustami you wanted it to have kavana. Well, siddush in omer l'kriya, lead with yosef tov shalol kaddish. So he says, what would be by a sitter? So he said, maybe it's better not to have this way. If it gets lost or something, and people will mafaza it, so it won't have kedusha. So he says that if in other words you're making a galleys of a sitter or something, so he says they weren't nitpas to use to learn from. So Mustafa, they don't have kedusha. So to the city shall say in a middle tree. See if it was only the but I said right the line before he said that a sitter is I've got a chumash of sidur but it's possible tov she ask. As far as kedusha, well, since she ain't a middle kriya, he would hear she tells her all kaddish. The word is he's saying that everything needs kavana, or at least stama l'shma, and if you have negative kavana, it won't work. So then he says, "Vadayim, ayamokom lomar diyishmem isura miham kibo kisve kodesh." Right. In other words, even if you didn't have kavana for the Shem Hashem, but it's still kodesh for kisve kodesh. Afilo kozul lishma also labed, mush kozul Rambam. Seif toshu kozul din have chumish ben chumishim. Okay, nishitiu chazal lisof sifre haminim. So he says the same thing over here. There was still an issue to be ma'abit v'ram shem kedusha. Yeah. But you see, the word is you need kavana, and maybe stam is good, but the negative is certainly no kedusha.
Who's that? The negative just to take away the issue of because of shame, or is it?
For whatever reason, you didn't want it to have.
Or how about the problem that still don't reach Kedusha like a
Megillah? Yeah, so one said. Kiss here, so that's what he writes over here. Yeah, Adaya, welcome along with the Ishmael Isser, me and Kumo Kisvia Kosh. And even if it wasn't written, come to heed that your tear has all the social community, I'm seeing all the conditional. And you have a little Instagram came.
I sometimes write up my Torah. I don't have a shame in it.
Second.
You mean it permanently?
Well, certainly not.
Yeah, so that's what he says over here. So he said, Dvar Shem Kedusha is.
He says, Lamed Biyadayim. What if you put it somewhere and someone will take it and do something?
Respectfully in the garbage.
Throw it down the incinerator or something.
That's
a compactor.
Yeah,
we put
it in
the
paper recycling bin,
yeah,
which in New York City you gotta have.
Right. So he says that was the shame Hashem, you need kavana, this stam of the shma. And a sitter. The sitter says, what's the story of the sinner? Ain't over the Kriya, the Limun, Joseph Tosha Lola Kaddish. But maybe by Kisvia Kodesh, it has the very Torah, so that even if it's the Vaisa, it wasn't enough. The very Torah has a value, even if it wasn't written, L'Shem Kedusha.
Unless you can
schlug them up. Yeah. I feel causing the small also happen. But because of Ram, say, if it was a man, I think it comes with a motion. This is going to be even more of a baby dying from the tradition. There's still an issue to be Muhammad a dying from the tradition. But the next part we're going to spend tomorrow is he says, Nirudi Bizar Isser Eina El Shabitim or Manashi Kayamil Shtamish Bidushos. This is what we're talking about. That's only if you really say if you didn't have Kavana. And my sheet, I hold like the rod, so I hold no printed chumash is the kavana, because we don't do it pressing the button. I'm from the sheet of the not like that. Not like Rav Shetwell, so the Kajak Lava, that it's Yishuv Yishuv Chitzov, because I hold, like Rav Dov Lishitz is wrong, and Yishuv Yishuv Chitzov has only been a Nezek. Therefore, you press the button, even though if you hold Yishuv Yishuv Chitzov, everything that she does subsequently is your action. Right? So I think the Iker Shita is the Rav Shita, and it's only the Nezek, and it's not, and therefore nothing is Kedusha. So Bebela.
Shimatza can't be used.
So, well, if you hold that it needs to be made, if you need an asiyah lishma, you might not need an asiyah lishma.
But
the
shmir lishma?
Right.
Okay, but
if you do need. Right, so I hold if you need asiyah lishma, but then it's not good. Because.
So you don't use
the seder.
The seder. You use the.
Oh, if nothing else, it's a lot cheaper.
You the great, you know, that's for game and
mitzvah. I hold it's not Kaddish. So all the chumashim that we have today is so, but it's still you can't be ma'amid yadai because it's still the very Torah. So I can't not ma'amid yadai, but if they have you know kedusha, so maybe not even the Shem Hashem. But you still you can't.
You put it in a bag and you leave it out. Where are you going to leave it? Put it back in the paper recycling.
Well, it's yeah, still shaped. Those are the leaflets in newspapers. Oh, well. So then.
It's a big problem.
So those things is different. Those things are.
Right to throw away. Never
mind. Those things, so that's the next paragraph. I'm going to start tomorrow. Things that were never meant to be permanent. I mean, so maybe things that are not meant to happen.
So does that matter? I mean, yeah. The guy who printed it, he didn't mean for anyone to keep it long term. Yeah. If I'm a collector, I'd like to keep things like this. So does it matter if it's for me or the way it was made, or it was printed?
Yeah, so, right, so, like I told you, Rav David Feinstein told me that newspapers that have different Torah are not shameless. You can just put them with the other newspapers, he told me.
Yeah, but you have to put it in a bag. You know?
So you
have to put it, I think
that's what's happening. Yeah, but he's saying it's not, you don't have to put it in shameless.
Right, but I mean, other newspapers I could just throw in with the bananas.
Yeah, but he said the last one he told me was put it with the rest of the districts in the recycling.
Okay, so it's not designing because it's with the other district.
Right. But what's.
These are like essence. This is dissolving.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait.
They want the government, want the. No,
Kashmir's
well, but we still
have. Yeah, so, tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll continue the Nitziv. But it's a fascinating thing that a couple of things we see from the Nitziv, the idea of, you know, even if it's Tom Lishma, but the Kriya Shem gives it a higher level of Kedusha.
The Rav said that, no? The Rav said
by Shabbos.
Yeah.
You compare it to the Rav. Yeah, Shabbos before. 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 Okay, so Bez Hashem tomorrow. So continue. Okay, have a good day to everybody.
Okay.